Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Welcome to our Japa Inspiration. In his book, The Quest for Enlightenment, Srila Prabhupada provides us with very clear guidelines how to chant good japa. After saying that it's best to set a specific time of the day where you regularly chant, he goes into the detail. Concentrate on hearing the sound of the holy names. As you chant, pronounce the names clearly and distinctly, addressing Krishna in a prayerful mood. When your mind wanders, bring it back to the sound of the Lord's names. These are very good guidelines. Whatever you do regularly builds up potency. Therefore, set a specific time of the day where you chant. Then, pronounce the names clearly and distinctly. It happens when we are not so focused that we slur the mantra or we mumble. So, pronounce the names very accurately. Then the next thing is concentrate. When the mind wanders, bring it back to the sound of the Lord's names. It's good to be aware throughout the japa and then immediately catch the mind as it moves away and gets derailed, so to say. And then finally he says, enter a prayerful mood. O energy of the Lord, Hare. O all-attractive Lord Krishna. O supreme enjoyer, Rama. Please engage me in your service. And Srila Prabhupada ends this section, these guidelines, with something which is so inspiring. He says, the more attentively and sincerely you chant the names of the Lord, the more spiritual progress you will make. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.